For a time, Zoom video conferencing was king of the quarantine, but now the FBI says stay away. Today, where Zoom went wrong and where you should go now. It's your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. As the quarantine grew, nearly everyone from big business to high and low government officials to schools and scientists chose Zoom. But Zoom's video conferencing security wasn't ready. At first, Zoom insisted that all conferences were encrypted end-to-end. It wasn't true. And America's intelligence agencies now know that Russia, Iran, and North Korean spies are watching Zoom's video chats. Researchers purchased 500,000 Zoom names and user passwords on the dark web for less than a penny each. So, where to go? Take a look at Apple's FaceTime, Skype, Google Hangouts, and even Houseparty. All are free and appear to be safe, at least for now. I'm Kim Komando. Why don't you sign up for my free newsletters? You can Google anything. But to get my trusted advice delivered right to your email, go to komando.com/subscribe.